From Washington, this is VOA News. A suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan's capital. Ukraine's parliament votes to keep its prime minister. I'm Dave DeForest reporting from Washington. Authorities in Kabul report a loud explosion and gunfire rocked a diplomatic quarter of Afghan's capital today, hours after a suicide attack blew up a British embassy vehicle and killed five people. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The busy highway linking Kabul with the eastern city of Jalalabad was the scene of the first explosion at mid-morning. Police say a suicide bomber pulled his car close to a vehicle belonging to the British embassy and detonated a massive explosion. The director of Wazir Akbar Khan Hospital, Akram Zada, described the casualties. The blast destroyed the heavily armored jeep and damaged at least a dozen civilian vehicles. The British embassy said a British security guard and an Afghan member of the embassy staff were among the dead. Local officials said the blast wounded at least 33 people, most of them Afghan civilians. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Ukraine's new parliament held its first session today and voted to keep Arseniy Yatsenyuk as the country's prime minister. President Petro Poroshenko told and the parliament's newly formed five-party coalition favored Mr. Yatsenyuk, remaining in the post for another term. Researchers say an experimental Ebola vaccine has caused no serious side effects and has produced an immune response in all 20 healthy volunteers who received it in an early-stage clinical trial. The New England Journal of Medicine says scientists will continue to follow the volunteers for another 48 weeks. The aim of the trial is to determine the safety of the vaccine produced by the British firm GlaxoSmithKline. This is VOA News. Witnesses say an explosion on a busy road in northeastern Nigeria has killed more than 30 people. The blast happened today at the Maraba-Mubi Junction in Adamawa State. The International Committee of the Red Cross is appealing for a record $1.68 billion to help millions of people whose lives are torn apart by armed conflict and violence. The Swiss agency says an explosion of conflict and violence, particularly in the Middle East and Africa, is threatening regional stability and putting development projects at risk. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says the nature of armed conflict is changing. ICRC President Peter Morris says new kinds of crises are emerging in new combinations, often with a regional dimension.
We see international armed conflict, internal armed conflict, criminal violence, intercommunal violence, superpositioning itself in the same context.
Morris says the conflict in Syria has long ceased to be a civil war. It has become a regional crisis engulfing Iraq, Lebanon, and Jordan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reuters says Britain will continue to devolve its centralized government today after agreeing to grant Scotland new taxing powers. All of the Scottish chapters of the major political parties agreed to the huge transfer of powers from the National Parliament to the Scottish Parliament. Scotland already has a large measure of autonomy, but will now be able to set income tax rates. It will also get more influence over welfare spending. And the Parliament will get new powers to decide how it is structured and run. Prime Minister David Cameron says the move will make for a stronger nation.
I think the report today also makes the case for English votes for English laws unanswerable, and we'll be taking action on that shortly. And I think taken together, this extra devolution for Scotland and dealing with all the issues in our United Kingdom will make our United Kingdom stronger.
David Cameron. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries has decided not to cut production. Hassan Hamid is an OPEC spokesman.
In the interest of restoring market equilibrium, the conference decided to maintain the production level of 30 million barrels a day, as was agreed in December 2011.
World oil prices dropped to four-year lows after the news, reaching levels not seen since August of 2010. Americans today are celebrating Thanksgiving, a holiday featuring family gatherings and turkey dinners. Thanksgiving is rooted in American history and commemorates a feast held by settlers and Indians in Massachusetts in 1621. The holiday is traditionally a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.